College endowments took a hit during the recession, but they have bounced back. Altogether, they hold more than $500 billion. But the wealth of endowments hasn't stopped tuition increases at most schools, to the chagrin of some congressional leaders and others who accuse schools of hoarding endowment funds.
If you just took 10% of that money and gave it to the kids that are going to school there, you wouldn't have to charge one kid a dime to go to that institution. That is addressing this crisis, in my opinion.
That's Republican Congressman Tom Reed of New York during a House Ways and Means Committee meeting. He and other congressional leaders say endowment money could pay for more scholarships for middle and low-income students and put the brakes on tuition increases. In this first of two reports, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at how some North Carolina colleges are spending their endowment funds.
Believe it or not, colleges and universities have relied on endowment funds for supplemental revenue for more than 300 years. The funds come from donors who give the money to the schools, usually with restrictions for use for, say, an academic program, a construction project, or research. Schools with large endowments have about 1,000 accounts in their funds. Most schools in North Carolina do not fall in the elite group of colleges and universities with billion-dollar endowments, but there are a few in that club. At the end of 2015, Wake Forest had an endowment of nearly $1.6 billion. UNC Chapel Hills was about $3 billion, and Duke University's was nearly $7.3 billion.
There is a lot of misinformation about endowments out there.
That's Michael Schoenfeld, a spokesman for Duke. Full tuition there runs about $70,000.
Many people, especially students, believe that there's a safe in the president's office that has about $7 billion in it, and that the president decides who his favorite people are and gives them the money. It's a much more complicated matter than saying, oh, you have $7 billion in the bank, why don't you spend a little bit more of that?
Schoenfeld says Duke spends about $1.3 billion in endowment funds annually.
We actually spend about $150 million on financial aid every year. So about half of our financial aid budget comes from the endowment. The rest comes from the operating budget. So if we only used endowment, it would only cover half of the need for our students.
UNC Charlotte has a much smaller endowment that stood at $180 million at the end of June. More than 95% of those funds came with restrictions on how they can be spent, says Beth Hardin. She's the university's vice chancellor for business affairs.
We have about $6 million for endowment spending during the course of a year. We spend about a third of that, $2 million, on scholarships. We spend about $1.6 million of it, about 27%, on professorships, and about $2.4 million on academic support, research, community service, and the library.
Hardin says this year, 533 students received scholarships funded by the endowment. Some of the financial aid the endowment funds goes for merit scholarships and are not needs-based. But she adds,
UNC Charlotte has a very high percentage of first-generation college students, and first-generation college students tend to be less affluent. So when you look at the percentage of our students who receive financial aid of any form, and then the percentage that receive scholarships, financial aid and scholarships have a huge impact on our student population.
Across town at Queen's University, the endowment is just over $100 million, up from $70 million 5 years ago. Queen's CFO Matt Packey says the school spends about 5% of the endowment each year. With room and board, it costs more than $40,000 to attend Queen's. Packey says about 30% of the student body is low income.
Over 90% of our students get some form of financial aid. About 20% comes from the endowment. The rest comes from the university itself. About 70% or so of the earnings that we pull out of the endowment each year goes towards scholarships. The remainder is largely towards supporting our professors and academic endeavors, and a little bit towards maintenance of facilities. The library is the primary user of those funds.
Queens has more flexibility with its endowment than most schools. Only 60% of it is restricted for specific uses. At most schools, at least the ones we talk to, it's about 95%. Most schools spend an average of a little more than 4% of endowment funds annually. Fundraising and tuition hikes are major means of generating cash. Tuition at UNC System Schools, Duke, and Wake Forest all went up this year between 3.2% to 4.3%. At Queens, tuition remained flat this year. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.